The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to
you. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or renting sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take the place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Apostles' Creed: increase our faith. We know that for many times Jesus had rebuked his apostles, men of little faith. In particular, once they were in the boat, and they had a storm. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat, and the boat nearly sank, and the disciples is crying out, screaming, "Lord, save us!" Jesus woke up, calmed the sea, and tell the apostles, "Men of little faith, why are you afraid? Because I am with you. Don't be afraid." Once a woman was interviewed by a journalist in Lourdes. That was her sixth time accompanying her husband on a wheelchair to Lourdes. So she was asked, "Why you come here for six times? Are you still waiting for miracles?" The lady says, "Of course, each time when I come, I hope the miracle that my husband can walk again. But that's not my intention. My intention is come to give thanks." So the journalist was interested and asked, "Why? Why don't you say this?" So she said, "Because after the first visit to Our Lady of Lourdes, I have been changed. My heart has changed. I come to give thanks, because I love my husband more than ever." You see, this is a miracle you can't see. Change of heart is the best miracle on earth. And many times we receive this grace and we don't believe. We're just always looking for something external, something tangible, but we seldom take into account all those graces come into our heart, our soul. Perhaps at times our reaction may be worse, but the grace of God changed you already. So this is our faith. Many times we say, "Oh, we ask so many things, the Lord didn't listen, so I don't ask anymore." No. Jesus promised whatever you ask will be given, right? Locked will be opened. Ask will be given. But you might say, "No, I asked many things. Nothing happened. But so many other things happened. You wasn't aware. You just look for something, there's small things. Big things given to you, and you don't understand. And you don't know. You're just always thinking, oh, these little things I want, that's what I want. No, God is big. God is great. He gives you bigger things than you think. So trust. This is our faith. Even now today, you cannot walk on your own 2 feet. But still, there is a grace inside. We don't know each person. We are all called in individual ways. If each one is different, many times we compare. Oh, why he got that grace? Why he got that grace? Why didn't I have anything? God is our Father. He knows us. He will give each one of us what we need. That's our faith. That's why Jesus says, if you had the faith the size of mustard seed, that means our faith less than the size of mustard seed. Well, understandable. The disciples, you know, with Jesus already 3 years, still they have little faith. That's not an excuse, but just to encourage us. Even disciples have to work for it. By the way, faith is something to work on it. It's not something that you do it and you can. No, it's a grace, a special grace. That's why the disciple says, increase our faith. So today, we are this special grace. Ask the Lord, increase our faith so that we believe that He is with us. Although we are also aware, have this faith, believing Jesus is always stand by our side. I think many of you have heard that the kind of a parable, a man, you know, accompanied with another man. He was tired, walking on the beach. In certain moment, just only 2 footprints on the sand, he was complaining, why are you leaving me? But the voice says, it's I am carrying you, not that the footprint, not yours, it's mine, I'm carrying you. So, believe. Jesus knows that we are men of little faith. He knows us. Just us will be given. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.